Welcome back to Question Mark with Carolina. This is so weird. I was just getting the hang of this, and then I stopped recording for a while, and now it just feels weird all over again. But I'm here, I'm back. It's been since May? Yeah, May. That I recorded an episode, so this might be all over the place, but I really wanted to get back, like, into doing this because it was really fun for me, but then like things happened and I just had to like take time to really figure shit out. But yeah, I guess that's what I'm gonna talk to you guys about first. So, you know, in May, my last episode, I was just talking about like everything that was happening during that time and how I didn't realize how it was really affecting me until I started talking about it on the podcast. And after that, like, it just got worse for me. Like, I literally would cry every day and every day, and then things in the world started getting bad, like worse too, with like the riots and protesting and like police brutality and all of that stuff. And it's just like, it was everywhere. It was on the news, it was on social media. Every time I looked at my phone, it was like something else, and that just really like took control over me in a way that I would just literally cry every single day for like a month, probably even more than that. Like, I still cry every now and then, but now I think I've just realized that you know, things are happening. And it's a good thing that things are happening, even though it's not the best situation. But I feel like more people are becoming aware of everything. And it's just, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. Like, I do feel like this is a step in the right direction. And we're all just trying our best. So, yeah. But for me, like, after that, and it wasn't even like the worst situation for me, but after that, I just didn't really want to do much, in the sense of like, I felt guilty that I got to do things for myself that other people weren't able to because of injustices and things that are happening right now. And what's it called, I even like, I would talk to Jordan about it. Like, I just feel guilty being in the place that we're at in our lives right now, and like, it's really bad for other people. So for me, I just had to take time to like learn that it's okay if this is my reality and it's not somebody else's reality right now, because like, I've gone through shit and like, now I'm at a better place. But I know that like, also like, what I go through doesn't compare to what other people go through, but everything happens for a reason. Like, since we're born, I feel like our paths are just created for us, and it's up to us to stay on that right path or like get distracted by other things, and eventually we'll make it there. But yeah, this is getting so deep. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, it's been a tough year for everyone, and for me, I just had to take time. Like, I wasn't in the worst place mentally, but it was bad, and I just knew that I had to take time to like regain balance and like figure out what I needed to do every day to like be okay mentally. And now I'm like at a really good place where I feel like I've gained control over everything again, and I can wake up and like be happy and just be productive and, you know, be my best. So I'm so excited to start doing this again, because I even feel like I'm more confident in like talking and just like creating and all of that stuff. Like, I've even been thinking about creating a YouTube channel, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's not even just because I want to be like out there or like I want like that lifestyle, but I've been seeing that there's a lot of like content that I could create that makes me really excited, like thrifting videos and like stuff like that that I'm really into and that I do in my daily life. And just like the thought of like producing a video, oh my god, what is that sound? Sorry if you hear that, I'm in my closet and I think somebody is like fixing something outside and it just sounds like a drill. But anyways, Yeah, I've been really into that stuff, and I hope that I'll have the guts to make a YouTube video. I mean, a YouTube channel so that I can make videos about like thrifting and like looks that I create. But I've honestly, like, I kind of already started a video on my phone. Like, I've been thrifting and I like recorded myself like going through the thrift shop, and I told my boyfriend that I wanted to, like, I had an idea of making like looks, putting looks together from like thrifted items for a week, and then I'll probably like maybe I'll make a video off of that. Like, I just think it'll be fun. You know, I already mentioned like how my mental health became a priority, and that's why I stopped recording and like just took time to myself. But I really do want to get into that. Like, I don't know how to go about it right now. I'm trying to think. So it's basically like we all suffer, we all have emotions, we all have experiences that take a toll on us, and it's more common for people to not deal with that than to process it right away and feel and then like heal from it. And I feel like for me, I've worked towards that, like being able to be like, okay, this is really hurting me. I want to talk about it so that I can know how I feel, and then I can just like learn or like figure out how to heal from it. So even with my partner, like lately he's been more like that, but I know like we have conversations all the time that like growing up, like we were this way or we were that way, and then we figure out like shit, like this is why we're how we are now, 'cause we didn't deal with what we were feeling back then, you know? And I just wish it was like more normal for people to do that than for people to be like, no, you have to be tough and you can't cry and you can't feel, like just get over it. But in reality, like it doesn't work that way. It's okay to have bad days. It's okay to cry all day if that's what you're feeling that day. It's okay to hurt. It's okay. Like everything that we go through, everything that we feel is okay. And I feel like people try to put that on us, like, no, this is not okay. When in reality, like, everything is okay. It's just how our mind works. It's just how we see things. It's just what we believe in. And that doesn't mean that everybody else in the world is going to believe in the same thing, but like, that's true for you. So it matters. It's okay. That's been like a big thing in my life lately, too. Like, just really realizing, like, the hardest thing. And why people suffer so much is because we are not on the same page, but that's okay. You know, like, of course, people aren't going to see eye to eye because people live different lives. Like, for example, in my relationship, like, we do fight, but like, not like crazy, but like, we do fight, and that starts with like us not seeing eye to eye, and then we just like, lately, it's been so much better. Like, we just talk like, all right, like this is we're like having this argument. It's not even an argument, like I see it more like a discussion now, but like we're going through this right now because we are not seeing eye to eye because we don't believe in the same thing. So it's easier for us to get over that when we're like, all right, it's not personal, like you're just saying that because that's how you see it. And then yeah, I feel like if everybody else in the world practiced that, like we would be so much better as humans and like individuals. Like, we wouldn't suffer as much. And it would be okay to suffer, you know? Because you would know that you would heal from it. But now it's like you suffer from something and you're hurt, or like it's mentally like getting to you. And we don't know how to deal with that right away. And we just like, all right, I just have to get over it. I just can't think about this anymore. And then we just go on and on for years until like something else triggers that. And then you just like get depressed or get anxious. And that's what I've been realizing for myself too. Like, there's a lot of things that I've been through that I thought I was over, but I was not completely over. Because when things like happen again, that are kind of like similar to that experience, they bring up a lot of the same emotions that I have to, process and still heal from. So everything is a process. And, we just gotta make sure that every day we're working towards something better and not just like be okay with feeling shitty all the time, because nobody wants to feel shitty all the time. But yeah, I just really want people to know that mental health is one of the most important things. And, just like for me, it's very easy for me to express myself and like get those feelings out, like not even just talking, but I'll find ways to like write or like create or stuff like that, or just working out. Working out has been like the best thing for me lately too. But yeah, and if that doesn't work for you, like there's always like help out there, like I've had therapy a few times, and lately, like when things were really bad for me back in May, like I was considering going back to therapy because it does help. Like the people in your life aren't responsible for your mental health, like you can always talk to your friends or talk to your boyfriend, but it's not on them to heal you. That's why there's literally like professionals out there that can help you. And like when I had decided to start therapy last year, it was really helpful because it was like somebody else's point of view that wasn't like a person in my life, so they weren't going to be biased about anything. And I know that especially men, there's like this whole idea that men can't feel or can't cry or men don't do therapy, but honestly, I feel like men need it more than women need it. And I know this is gonna sound like sexist, whatever. I'm probably the like least sexist person on this world, but yeah, 'cause I so the reason this is my thing. Like every time I think something or like I have an opinion, I always explain why or how or like what's making me see things like that, right? So I feel like men, how do I put this? So I feel like men's mental health in a way is more important than women's. Only, well, no, not even. So okay, what I'm trying to say, it's like we emphasize like mental health and like how women go through this and that. And like yes, we go through a lot of shit, but for us it's normal. I'm doing like quotation marks right now. It's normal to cry. It's normal to feel. It's normal to be emotional. It's normal for us to go to therapy. So in that sense, I feel like for women, it's easier to deal with like our emotions and like our mental health. As for men, men can't cry. Like the world sees it that way. Like men are supposed to be tough and they can't cry. And if they cry, they're less of a man. And I'm not saying I believe in that. I definitely don't believe in that. But I'm like trying to make a point of like how the world sees it. So I feel like because those ideas are like, the world has those ideas about how like men should be, it's harder for a man to be like, okay, maybe I should go to therapy, or maybe I should seek help, or maybe I want to talk about my emotions. 'Cause then they'll probably like, and I've experienced it like in my relationship. I've always tell Jordan like, yo, it's okay to feel, like it's okay for you to cry. But I know that it's harder for him to be vulnerable 'cause the world has just shown him that men can't be that way, which I don't agree with. And I'm raising a boy, and I always talk about this. Like, I wrote about it in my journal the other day. It was like the thought of being responsible for shaping a human being is really scary to me sometimes. And it's because I believe in a lot of things that the world doesn't see as okay, Like for me, if my son wants to cry, I'm gonna let him cry it out. 'Cause it's only a moment, it's only a feeling, and he's gonna learn that it's okay to feel. Like I don't want him to be a grown man and being scared to like feel or being scared to cry or being scared to just express his emotions with me, with his friends, with his girlfriend, like with whatever he decides to do or be with. I just want him to be 100% himself. And I feel like that starts with like parents letting their kids just feel. Because we don't have control over them, you know? Like they're their own person. And we were them at one point in our lives too. So I think it's just important to know that for human beings, our mental health is like the one number one priority, and we need to make it that way so that everything else that we want or like have in our lives could come together. Because if our minds are okay, if we have clarity, if we're happy, like everything else is so much better. Everything's just smoother. Like that's what I've been focusing on too, just like having a clear mind. Because when my mind is clear, like I can really see what I want. I can really see what I feel. I can just, you know, nothing becomes too much. It's just like, it just is. And that's the best way to be. All right, you guys, I think I said enough in this episode. I just wanted to make like a first comeback little episode and like just update you guys on like why I stopped and where I am at in life. And like one of the main things in my life right now is just focusing on mental health. So I just wanted to share what I've been thinking about and like how I see things. So hopefully one of you or all of you or somebody out there can relate or like get something from it. But yeah, I just wanted to do this before I just get back into it and like start doing like topics and stuff like that. So yeah, it feels good to be back. I feel really happy and just, I don't know, everything just feels so much better, especially right now at this moment. Like I gave my closet a makeover and like now I have like a beanbag chair where I'm sitting at and I'm drinking my coffee and just like everything feels good. And that's another thing I've been focusing on too lately, like just making sure that the smallest things bring me joy. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode and enjoyed hearing me talk about how I think and what I do and how I feel and how I see the world. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay healthy and sane.